A spokesperson for the Department of Defense says the 10,000 soldiers discharged for their sexuality is only 0.3% of all the soldiers in the military. But opponents of Don't Ask, Don't Tell say that number doesn't include people like 23-year-old Patrick English, who just served a year in Iraq. He says he would have re-enlisted if he wasn't worried that his sexuality might cost him his military career. English says the ban on serving as an openly gay soldier is hurting the military at a time when recruiters are having a hard time meeting their quotas.
While I was over there, you know, we definitely could have used all the extra help that we could get, regardless of a service member's sexuality. So to say that 10,000 troops wouldn't make any difference, especially when we're fighting a global war on terror, I think would be, would be a little rash.
The United States and Turkey are the only members of NATO that enforce a ban on gays or lesbians serving openly in the military. Madison Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is backing legislation that would lift the U.S. ban. She says it's forced soldiers with crucial Arabic language skills to leave the Army when they're most needed. But she says despite bipartisan support, efforts to change the law face an uphill battle.
The current leadership of the Armed Services Committee do not appear poised to give a bill like this a hearing. From that perspective, more needs to be done to increase public outrage and put pressure on those leaders to do something.
A captain at UW-Madison's ROTC program says he's never worried about whether any of his fellow soldiers were gay. He says most rank-and-file soldiers pay little attention to the issue. Still, a group of gay soldiers who were discharged or have decided not to re-enlist because of the policy have launched a nationwide speaking tour targeting conservative communities to try to build support for abolishing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.